What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Who do you want to beat up first, the White Sox bullpen or the council judgment on who stays in the lineup?
Wow.
Well, I you know, honestly, I thought they had a good weekend. I thought that it was great to see him win as handily as they did on opening day. And then you saw Matthew Boyd, and you saw another good win on Saturday. And I get it. There's a lot of anxiety when you seemingly have a game under control, and then you end up losing by a run. But I felt like the five-game winning streak—
Molly's calm.
No, it's not
that.
Calm. It's Bruce. After
like
winning,
White Sox fan.
After winning the way you won in Sacramento, you almost doubled down playing an unbeaten team and winning a couple games, and they could have had another sweep. Let's be honest about it. So, I'm not approaching it as a Sox fan. I just think we got to calm down a little. That's all.
Wow, what are you taking that makes you so mellow now?
I'm a different cat. I have decided there will be no friction caused by me in my life. What do you
think? Is there no caffeine involved? I need to get on your regimen.
What's the appropriate level, Bruce?
I think the appropriate level is that you blew a game you had in hand. Okay, so and again, it wasn't manager error like a lot of people believe it was. It was more player error, and it was first poor game played defensively by the Cubs, and it cost them. They lost the game. A first baseman couldn't hold on to a ball. It's a pretty easy play, and unfortunately got through his hands, and that was it. Now, should he have been in there?
Why are you giving him a pass? Why are you giving Council a pass?
I'm not. I'm trying to lay out the example of that eventually it's the player. So what did you— The question is not did you lose the game, but what did you learn about your players right now? And if the same circumstance comes up today, tomorrow, or the next day, is it the same way that you approach it as a manager? In this case, Council was ahead. He understood what was happening. He believed that after using Bush as a pinch hitter, that Turner was the guy that he wanted to face Suarez if it came to a matchup, and you know Bush wasn't going to hit in that place anyways. It was going to be either Workman, it was going to be Birdie, or it was going to be Amaya. Those were the only guys left available. So when you brought Workman in, you could have put him there if you kept Bush in the game. Those were your alternatives.
Okay.
And he went with the veteran hitter, and it didn't work out defensively or offensively.
You know what I learned? What I learned in 12 games so far this season is that the Cubs do not view Michael Bush as an everyday first baseman or cleanup hitter. They view him as a nice role player who could develop into something bigger, but at this point in time in his career, they don't trust him to play every day against tough lefties or stay in the game and not get pinch hit for, and they don't necessarily value him enough to keep him in the game or replace him at first base because of his defensive ability. And that, to me, is a big takeaway.
Well, they meaning Council, right?
It's the Cubs. He has a uniform. He plays for the organization. It's the Cubs.
The decision is made by counsel.
Okay, then he's representing the Cubs. The Cubs don't believe in Michael Bush.
Okay, well, just say it like it is. It was counsel who made the call.
All right, the manager. The manager doesn't believe in Michael Bush.
Okay, Craig Counsell made the call, and I don't think it was the wrong call. I believe that they're bringing guys along, that platooning has been a huge part of baseball ever since the 50s and 60s.
Not in 2016, it wasn't.
Well, you had better players all the way around, okay? You had stars at most of the positions. So with that in mind, you had stars, you had veterans that came up to bat and were able to handle the situation. I believe Bush has been brought along nicely by counsel in the Cubs, don't you?
I am asking questions now because I guess I have a problem with it. So maybe no.
All right. I mean,
I think if
you're entitled to
it's a second guess. Yep. I didn't like it when they pinch hit for him in the fifth inning, and I didn't like it that he wasn't in the game yesterday when it mattered defensively.
I think that's fair. I mean, you know, it's a good look because in this case, you want to have development physically, and then you want the mental aspect of the development. In Counsell's case, you know, he's a hard-nosed baseball guy that looks at situations and goes, this is not a building situation. This is a situation to try to win a game with who I think is best in this particular moment. So it's pretty much that. So, I think you can make an argument like you did, David, that, you know, you're not bringing along Bush the way that you want to. In the eyes of the manager is, win that game that day with the best player at that moment.
And I'm just curious, did they make some sort of secret deal with Ryan Pressly that he would only be used in the ninth inning? That they are not allowed to go to whomever they think is the best pitcher in the most crucial moment. They have to wait until the ninth inning with Pressly.
I'm unaware of that. It's a fair question. I think it might be asked today. You know, again, Pressly has had command issues, certainly. Yesterday was a walkathon for everybody, including the other side of town, if we get to it. I mean, it was just a day where it was raw out there, neither pitcher on either side. You know, it was more of a spring training game with the elements being involved in it. But nonetheless, it's one loss. I think that what you said, Mully, is that they're a pretty good-looking team right now. They have flaws like everybody else. There's going to be moments like this during the year. This game and the game in Arizona, the game where they were up 4-2 in the eighth inning, those are games you do look back at, but they're not going to win them all.
They're scoring runs, Bruce, which I am not sure that I believe the 35 runs against the A's were going to hold up with the Padres coming to town. And I think that what I liked was seeing them score
Saturday
runs.
Saturday and Sunday they did. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that was good. They scored runs on Sunday.
Yeah, they did.
Their approach has been great. I think they still lead the baseball in walks, you know, on offense. And, looking at those at-bats, yesterday, Counsell was asked, you know, is the offense a product of just having a star player like Tucker in the lineup? And I think you can make a case that it certainly isn't hurting it, and there is certainly a greater confidence among the people in that lineup having Tucker there, who's, you know, arguably the best player so far this season in the National League. We have healthier players. You have a healthier Dansby Swanson taking better at-bats, looking more like the athletic player he was on offense as well as defense. So there's a lot of good things. I think the underrated part of the beginning of the year is that Horner's back to being an important player on this team that I think Cub fans expect and are, you know, happy to have back at Second Bank.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nice. While we're second-guessing managers, Will Venable, I think, exposed himself to that kind of scrutiny when he went to Mike Clevenger in the seventh. And I think when you look at going to Ehlert and then Leisure in the ninth, maybe they don't have a closer because they don't always need one as often as other teams. But what did you think about that bullpen usage and their meltdown in Motown?
Well, he's been using Clevenger that way from the beginning of the year, okay? He believes, like a lot of people do, and, you know, I think we saw it a lot with Joe Maddon when he was with the Cubs. He believes the save sometimes is in the sixth or seventh inning in a big moment. And with a team that doesn't score very much, like the White Sox, I understand that mentality. Like, we need to shut them down here because we don't think we're going to score another two or three runs here to win this game. We have to close them down in the sixth, seventh inning. It's a learning experience. I think we talked about it all spring. Who are the bullpen guys? How are they going to perform? Will they be able to handle a game when it's handed over to them in this fifth or sixth inning? And, you know, so far the answer is probably no. And I don't think it's a great surprise to anybody. Some of the guys do not have a lot of experience. They don't have an experienced closer. Clevenger hasn't been in a bullpen for 10 years. In his career, so with all that in mind, you know, you have to. I don't know. I was watching that game, and I was expecting them not to win it in the ninth inning. I really was. You call it negative or
same.
Call it, you know. I just felt, you know, okay, they don't have the guys to match up. They're going to lose.
Sorry about that, Molly.
No, I think
you look forlorn.
You totally. You don't understand where I'm coming from with this team. As I said earlier this morning, the idea that you're going to lose 100-plus no matter what, that is just kind of how you lose 100-plus games. You play a tough series against a good team, you lose a couple games, and then the game you look like you might win, you blow that one. So that's how you get there. That's what happens. And I was hoping that they would be able to win a game. You know, win games throughout the year. I think it's much harder to do when you lack the talent that you have. And I think the White Sox are going to be a significantly different team by the end of the year than they are now. I'm talking about personnel. I think
right.
they're going to bring some of these guys up, and I'm keeping an eye on how they're doing in the minor leagues. I also believe that the Cubs bullpen is going through the same sort of thing. And when we saw how bad they were last year, they were completely different by the end of the year than they were at the beginning
right.
of the year. And that's kind of what's going to happen.
I think you're right on, Molly. The idea that this is a different iteration of a bullpen for the Cubs that, you know, we know the names, we know their success ratio, we know what they've done. But I think there's seven new bullpen guys or six new bullpen guys. And the reality of, who are they in 2025? What does Council really have there? He's learning these guys and how they're going to perform this year rather than what it says, you know, on the baseball reference page. So with that in mind, there's plenty of learning to be done by both managers. I guess all 30, but, you know, we're watching intently both the Cubs and White Sox.
Great stuff, Bruce. Really appreciate the time. Great insight.
Thanks, guys, buddy. Have a great day.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.